So, I suppose just kind of on the train of on the train of thought that I had there, I have a couple other things I'll talk about. But first of all, what I was saying there about having weapons on my body and all that kind of stuff, I was gonna follow up with the joke of like, my hands are lethal weapons, so I had to like, so I can't get rid of all the weapons that are on me. But that's actually it's actually really interesting that that's a myth that still is perpetuated by people in some cases. I remember once I was at this dinner party talking to somebody who just could not stop telling me about all this ridiculous stuff that they'd done, which most of which was probably made up, but they were just telling me all this stuff. They were saying like, "Oh yeah, I used to date this guy who he did, he was an actual black belt in karate. So whenever somebody like messed with him in a bar, and like there's something wrong if like you're a skilled martial artist and like confrontations with people still get up to the stage where they're physical. Like, so I think like maybe there's something wrong there if you're like that kind of person where all of a sudden you seem to be getting into fights. Because the thing is, if like if everybody seems to want to fight you, maybe you're the problem. Maybe it's coming from you. But like she was saying like, "Oh yeah, I used to date this guy who was a black belt in karate," and like, you probably have to do that as well. When somebody, comes up to you, you have to warn them, say, "Look, I'm warning you. I cannot, like, I am trained to use my body as a weapon. Therefore, if you're going to confront me, or whatever, like, I'm legally obligated to tell you that you're putting your own self at risk," and just all this crap. And I like, that's such a big thing. Like, there are so many people that still think that, like, oh, when you get to a certain level in martial arts, like you actually have to register your hands or your feet or whatever. You have to register your body as a lethal weapon that you carry around with you, which of course is absolutely not true, because no matter how skilled you are, you could just get knocked out in the street. Because guess what? It's not like you're holding a gun. Your hands are not going to like stop a like bottle being smashed over your head or stop somebody from getting a lucky punch in that just happens to knock you out at the right time. Like that can happen. Like your odds are better in a fight if you're like a skilled martial artist, but the thing is that like bad luck still happens no matter how skilled you are. Like you could be like a really really experienced like UFC fighter or whatever, and you can still like act like have somebody just like that just like does this and just somehow manages to catch you at the right time, and you go down. It can happen. It's crazy. Like it's crazy, like how different it is, like being trained or training, and then like and see and still. It's crazy being trained and then seeing the way people still interact with each other in like say on the street or whatever, or like when people get into fights who clearly aren't trained. It's so weird seeing like all these people of these different things that like, "Oh, I saw this in a movie, this is how you do it," or like, "Oh, this is the manly way to attack somebody," or something like that, or like, "This is how you do it," where like I saw like this one thing a couple of years ago where like it was Halloween night, of course, because like who like when else is are people gonna be absolute idiots like for hours on end. But like I was walking down the street and this like tiny kid, well he wasn't a kid, I mean I don't know, like he was an adult, but like he went up to somebody who was like this tall and whatever, and like there was some sort of argument. I think it was something about like, "Are you looking at my girlfriend, are you? What?" And just all this kind of stuff where he was like fronting on him, and the other guy was just like, "No, I'm going home with my girlfriend and like having a good night. Good evening to you, sir. I will leave you alone." And just kind of just going like, "Leave me alone." And then but like this kid was going, "Ugh," just like, because it's weird. That is a culture. Like some people actually go out looking just to fight people. And like I remember being young and stupid and going like, "Oh, I like the feeling of a fight," because hey, like I like the physical contest kind of thing. But like I never liked the kind of just going up to somebody and being aggressive. Like that was so weird. Like it's such a weird thing that people like want to do. Like, "Oh, I want to go and find somebody and hurt them for no reason." I don't know, for different people have different motivations for why they do stuff. But it was so crazy. Like this kid like just took off his shirt and was like, "Hey, you're gonna ready to fight." It was the middle of O'Connell Street. It was October. Like it's freezing. Why would you take off your shirt? And you're also like, Or really, like, there's nothing impressive about taking off your shirt if you're also, like, some, like, pasty white skinny kid from Dublin going, oh, I'm gonna fucking, yeah. And, like, sorry for swearing, like, is that okay? Is that okay, grand? And, like, he, like, and this guy was just like, okay, leave me alone. And he kept bugging him. So the guy, like, turned around and, like, went, hey, and, like, pushed him off and went, okay, grand. And he thought that they were settled because the other guy, like, ran away. So he's like, okay, that's that. I'm going to turn around now and go. And then the other kid just, God, just like ran to like sprinted up and like hit him in the back of the head. He was like, what the hell? And he like ran after him. And then the kid ran away again. And then the guy went, okay, I think that's it. And like the kid came back and just kept hitting. And it's just like, it's, I don't understand. Like luckily some other people came and stepped in, but I was very close to, getting involved, but my friend was telling me not to because that's generally dangerous and you shouldn't ever do that. But you know, it's kind of my instinct. I hate doing that. I hate seeing that. But like, but you know, it's so weird how like people have like different approaches to like what fighting is and things like that. Like there's so many people that still think that Kung Fu is a real thing. Even like my own brother, who like he's quite well educated about like athleticism and like and sport and all this kind of thing, but like I watched a Kung Fu movie with him, which was, you know, it was fun. It was it's that really famous one, Ip Man. Yeah, Ip Man. It's really good. You can find it on Netflix. And it's a really funny Kung Fu movie, or like it's a really good Kung Fu movie about like this really gentle guy, you know, the classic like gentle master thing, and he's like unbeatable at like Wing Chun Kung Fu. But like I remember having to actually tell my brother after the film, my brother, like I had to actually explain to him, like, no dude, like that's not how martial arts works. None, like Kung Fu is not a, it's not gonna help. Like it's not a real fighting martial arts, like martial art. Some of the basics, some of the like the real base stuff, they're really good. Like they're useful. It has the same kind of, like some of the basic movements, they have a good foundation. But then there's just so much pageantry, so much bullshit, if you don't mind me saying, built on top of it, where there's like all this weird stuff where like you see instructors, like you can find, there's an Instagram called Dumbass Martial Arts, where there's so many people who have like all this Kung Fu stuff, and like, it's so weird because like, it looks flashy, it looks really good. And that's the whole point, is like the whole thing about Kung Fu, especially like Shaolin Kung Fu, is that all these patterns and movements, which, you know, feel good, and they feel like, and the whole like Qi thing, I mean, I don't believe in the concept of Qi, but like it's definitely like the movement of your own mental energy or your own kind of focus, awareness of your body, perhaps would be a better way of putting it, where it's not like a physical thing, but definitely mentally it can have an effect. And Kung Fu is brilliant for that stuff, to make you feel like really empowered and all this kind of stuff. But like when it comes to people, like when you see people like demonstrating, like, oh yeah, no, but I, the master, of course, could like quack, 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 like kick you 5 times without you even noticing. But the thing is that if you've actually like fought people, if you've actually like done stuff like Thai kickboxing or things like that, getting kicked or kneed by somebody, you know what that looks like and you know what it feels like. But then you see like people doing these demonstrations where, wah, 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 and just like, you didn't actually do anything. like I've been hit by somebody that doesn't know how to punch and it doesn't do much. So like the problem, like that's perfectly fine. But then there's stuff when you start selling it as a like self-defense thing, which a lot of martial arts, like that's how you sell. That's the best way to reach the widest audience. A lot of people go like, I'll go learn martial arts and I'll learn how to defend myself, you know, self-confidence, all that kind of stuff. That's good. But the thing is, once you start selling something like Kung Fu as that, as like self-defense, especially, or like Tai Chi, God forbid, then you have people who are like, no, I know how to handle myself. And they could be like that guy, like that black belt in karate who like keeps getting into these confrontations with people, perhaps because they're so confident that they can defend themselves in a situation. And then they're like, whoa, 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 poof. You just get like knocked out. Yeah, because it's scary. Like I've seen videos of people like these old masters of like of special martial arts where like, you know, they like turn, like they like go up to their student and do this, and their student goes flipping like off into the wall because like they're all just reinforcing the mythology. with each other. But then these people will go in and like fight somebody who actually trains like Sambo or Muay Thai or something like that, like these actually damaging sports, and they just get hit really hard and they don't like it. It's a bad time. So like, I just worry when people start saying that stuff. Anyway.
I guess like if you're wrong.
Oh, well, no, dude, like that's the thing is like,